we begin the hour with Dave Ajema. The embattled Republican National Committeeman is hitting back at critics of his anti-gay and anti-Muslim comments and web posts. In a Facebook post, the ex-state representative says he's wrongly being blamed for posting other people's comments and says it's an unfortunate and uncivil tactic to tarnish his reputation. Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network and my co-host of It's Just Politics. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Zoe.
And Rick, let's quickly go over some of the things that Ajema has said, some of the incendiary things that Ajema has said in the past.
Well, I don't know how much time we have, but he's posted links on his Facebook page to other people's anti-gay rants, a lot of discredited information, some anti-Muslim links. He says these were posted just to promote discussion. That certainly was not made clear, though, in those posts. And also, there are just the things he has said in public, the things that have come out of his mouth, like gay people are lying to get health benefits because they're dying of AIDS. Most recently, again, on Facebook, he said, "Name one thing Muslims contributed to American society."
Right. And it was in this final statement, his questioning what a Muslim has contributed to society, that's gotten the latest round of attention. In fact, Governor Snyder, it seemed, called out Ajema in his State of the State address. Here's what Snyder had to say.
"Publicly tonight, I'd like to make a call to all citizens of Michigan to ask us to have a greater degree of civility and respect towards others of different backgrounds and different views. The future of Michigan is dependent on having people understand that differences are a positive power, that we can find common ground, and let's work to bring Michiganders together, not divide us."
That's what the governor said last Thursday night. We assumed he was talking about Ajema.
Oh, more than assumed, Zoe. Many of us were told by administration insiders that the governor would address those Ajema comments in the State of the State speech without naming Ajema, but called for civility, that this was about Dave Ajema.
Right. But now it seems that he's walking back those statements, or at least walking back who the statements were intended for.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's true, and somewhat to be expected. It's kind of the governor's way. Yesterday at a Martin Luther King lunch, he played coy, basically saying that he was calling for civility generally across the board, that it's directed at anyone who's being uncivil. And certainly there are other instances of uncivil conversation in public discourse in Michigan in recent days and weeks. But we all know that this is not what he or we would be talking about were it not for Dave Ajema.
But that's this governor's style, isn't it? Just this sort of non-confrontational, doesn't want to call anyone out by name.
Relentlessly, positively nerdy, yeah. But you know, think about this. The governor used a Martin Luther King Day lunch to reiterate this call for civility, to be nice while we disagree. But since we're talking about Martin Luther King Day, let's think back to MLK's letter from the Birmingham jail and the particular contempt he had for moderates, non-agitators, soothers of troubled waters. That's who that letter was directed at. He said those leaders are, in fact, responsible for perpetuating discrimination.
So let's bring this around to the politics of the issue. Why else might the governor be so unwilling to call Ajema out by name?
Well, let's just talk about the raw politics of it. He wants to keep the conservative base happy, that they're considered a critical part of the Republicans' electoral success. And there are certainly people in the Republican Party that do agree with Dave Ajema.
Yeah, but there are Republicans calling him out. Most prominently now, Betsy DeVos, the well-known DeVos family. She's married to Dick DeVos, who ran for governor. What did she have to say?
She said it's time for Ajema to go, unequivocally. And when a DeVos, especially a Betsy DeVos, a former state party chair and ex-national committee member herself, huge GOP donor, speaks, then Republicans listen.
And interestingly enough, just today, the conservative Detroit News editorial page called on Ajema to step down.
Indeed, pressure's building.
So what does that tell you? That, you know, for some members of the party, AGEMA has just simply gone too far?
Oh, yeah. And remember, this has always been an awkward arrangement. AGEMA unseated an incumbent national committeeman, Saul Anuzis, on the strength of Tea Party support at the state Republican convention in May of 2012. And that was a kick in the pants to the party establishment. That same group, more or less, almost took out state party chairman Bobby Shostak last year. And remember, too, Terry Lynn Land was swept in with that AGEMA protest coalition. She's Michigan's Republican National Committee woman, and it looks like the Republicans' U.S. Senate candidate, too.
Meanwhile, tomorrow, the Republican National Committee is set to meet. Will this be brought up?
In public, we don't know. Of course, RNC Chairman Reince Priebus has registered his displeasure with AGEMA's commentaries. I'm sure the committeeman from Michigan will hear about it. And don't forget, AGEMA has his supporters too, people who think he's standing up for the GOP's traditional conservative base. He may very well hear from them as well.
Yeah. And we should note, as we have before, Rick, that being a national committee man, as AGEMA is, this is not just some ceremonial role. As a committee man, he is helping to write policy. He's helping shape the GOP's platform.
Right. He was selected by delegates to a Michigan Republican Party convention, and those delegates knew who they were getting.
So, Rick, how do you see this playing out? I mean, at what point is enough enough from Dave AGEMA?
Oh, can't say. On the one hand, there are a lot of people certainly who want Dave AGEMA to go away or at least keep quiet. But there's also a conundrum. Let's assume Betsy DeVos and those other Republicans who do want AGEMA to go away get their way. There will almost certainly be a backlash from the super conservatives in the party, that critical part of the GOP base that Republicans still need to win elections. They will feel betrayed, and that would not be the first time in the Rick Snyder era.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network and my co-host of It's Just Politics. Rick, thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure, Zoe.